You are with Phoenix FM. I'm Nick Field. We are here at Latitude Festival, and I am joined now by Noise Next Door. Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hello.
Hey. Hey.
First things first, introduce yourselves to our listeners.
So I'm Little Tom.
I'm Charlie.
I'm Sam.
And I'm Big Tom.
And I'm Matt.
Yes, and we've got the slight advantage here in that we're on a slope, and Little Tom is standing on a higher bit than Big Tom.
Yes, I've taken out Big Tom at the moment, and you could be Little Tom. For once in my life, I'd like to be Big Tom.
Righto. So, as Noise Next Door, there's basically five of you. You've all got different coloured ties, so people know who's who. And when you're jumping about on stage, I managed to catch a bit of your set yesterday where you were talking about where you were singing about a story that incorporates as many different serials as possible.
Yeah, well, actually, it was a bit cleverer than that because the suggestion was serial killer, and we thought, as you know, it's 4 o'clock on the cabaret stage, so singing about an actual serial killer would probably be a bit heinous. So it was very cleverly changed into a serial, as in with the milk killer. It was really intelligent stuff. Yeah.
Oh, you go. Because everything we do is based completely on audience suggestions, we take whatever they shout out and we turn it into the funniest thing we can on the spot. That's basically our shtick. So the serial thing, that was a real one-off for that audience only.
Yeah. Righto. So you're very much all into improvisational comedy. So yes, improvisational comedy.
Steal that made up a word, didn't you? That's not a word. Is it a word?
No.
It is now, yes. Yeah. And it's a very posh term for improvised. It's Latitude. We can afford to be a bit posh here. Yeah. So how long have you been going as Noise Next Door, and how did you get together originally?
We met at university, which is how we all got to know each other. And then, when we finished uni, we started doing it then. And I guess we've been on the comedy circuit doing for about 3 years now. But this is our first Latitude Festival.
And how have you found it?
It's lovely. We came in about 20 minutes before we're supposed to be on stage, so it was a bit like kind of run and do your show. And now, since then, we've been able to mill around and check out all the amazing things in the woods, all the macabre carnivals of mayhem.
Yes, indeed. Do you think any of that is going to be in any of your improvised routines anytime soon?
Yeah, absolutely. Everything you see in life, you take and then use in improv. You know, we're absorbing as much as we can. We're sponges.
Yes, and you're doing a remarkably good job of it, I reckon. So when it comes to performing live, what sort of places have you been performing in?
We've performed all over the place. We've performed for children in sort of primary schools to here at this festival, Download Heavy Music Festival, to squaddies for the armed forces and stuff like that. Really, as wide a range of audiences as you can imagine. And because of what we do is always based on what the audience shout out, we can very much tailor our comedy for the kind of thing that we think they're going to laugh at. And so we're pretty versatile in terms of who we can gig for. Latitude is a very specific type of audience, but then, you know, we're lucky like that. I guess we can go anywhere.
Excellent. Good stuff. What's the strangest thing an audience has ever suggested you to do?
I don't know about strange. I mean, we get a lot of offensive suggestions. You know, pretty much anything that's in the news, topical, any sensitive subjects at the time, that gets shouted out. And so we have to really judge the audience whether or not we do, you know, those topics. Some crazy things have happened, like my hair's caught on fire. I had someone popped a champagne cork on my head. We did a gig in front of a Formula One car where the audience couldn't hear us because the car was in the way.
Yeah.
What other crazy stuff's happened?
We have seen a woman wet herself on stage one of our gigs. That was pretty pretty outrageous, but she stayed behind afterwards to shake people's hands and say hello and take signatures. There's been all sorts of weird stuff. Yesterday, Matt played a man's genitals in the audience. I think the suggestion was, can we have something massive? And he stood up and went, my penis! And so that was a whole 10-minute routine there. That was lovely.
We had a woman in Canterbury once who brought her little toy monkey, and she was mad, and she attacked us on stage with it. Remember that? Years ago, she came up and attacked us with this monkey. It was terrifying, but we incorporated it into the song at the time. So
she's locked up now. So that's, she was genuinely insane. Yeah, that was,
I am not surprised to hear she's now locked up.
But the monkey is still at large. We do not know where the monkey is.
Excellent. So what do the next few months hold for Noise Next Door? As in, who are you going to be performing in front of?
Well, mainly the Edinburgh Festival. That's for the whole of August. We're doing two shows up there. So we are doing our main show, which is called Soundhouse at 7 o'clock, which is great. It's like we run a cabaret club, and we are all the acts in that cabaret club, and the audience obviously come up with who those acts are, which is a lot of fun. We're also doing our late night lock-in show, which is a show where we get genuine acts come in, other stand-ups doing bits of their set, but then also they get to play and improvise with us. So it's really fun for them, but it's also fun for the audience to see comics that they might know off TV and stuff doing bits that they don't normally do, you know, things that they're not used to. So that's the whole of August, that, and then we're back on the circuit really from September. We'll be doing a tour as well again soon. That'll be probably next year though. But yeah, as from September, we're just back on the circuit gigging all over the country. Yeah.
Yes, and I've noticed that your YouTube channel is probably one of the more random things that people can find on YouTube. It involves you chasing after chickens, and you were trying to set up a tent at one point that didn't quite go to plan.
Well, yeah. These are all, it's a series we did online where we would take people's suggestions via Facebook and Twitter. So they would say, you know, can you catch a chicken? Can you put up a tent? I mean, there have been some pretty outrageous things, you know, swimming across rivers and doing all sorts of things. So it's whatever the public's imagination can come up with, and then we'll take the challenge and go for it and film it.
Yeah. Excellent. Have you ever found something a bit too hard to improvise? Because it does seem like the sort of thing where you're leaving a lot to chance.
There's always the trick where if something comes up that's either hard to improvise, the hardest stuff would be stuff just we have never heard of.
Yeah.
You know, you'll go to a place and someone will shout out, like, you know, the king's face of the night. And you're like, what is that? It's like, well, mate, that's so obviously a pop group from the 70s. I'm like, oh, okay. And we'll just interpret it. We'll pretend to be kings with faces in the night. You know, we'll just take it literally as opposed to what we are. So in theory, you should be able to improvise anything. So yeah, even a fail is a success.
You can find comedy in anything if you look hard enough, and I think that's what we do very well. Like it's also, yeah, as Matt said, if you get something that you don't know or you haven't heard of, sometimes that happens where one of us hasn't heard of what the suggestion is, so the rest of us can kind of mock the others, and you're on the audience's side as well as our own. Yeah.
I think if you're not gonna say what the actual thing is, just get used to failing with style. Yeah. is the key to it. Just you're going to go down, do it with bravado and enjoy it, and everyone will appreciate that a lot more if you're just going, I've got no idea what this is, but I'm going to do it anyway, rather than get all angry about it. Just have fun with not knowing what you're doing.
Wise words indeed there. Excellent. So where's the place that people can go to find out more about Noise Next Door?
You can go to thenoisenextdoor.com, and from there you can find us on Facebook and Twitter and YouTube. Thenoisenextdoor.com, everything you need to know about us right there.
Excellent stuff. And are you named after a noise next door in particular?
Yeah, ourselves, actually. We are that noise. We were really struggling to come up with a name for ourselves, and it was made easier by the neighbours who consistently complained about us rehearsing next door. So we were that noise. It was quite a good name, really, because we were trying for like a week. Yeah. We were putting words into hats and just picking them up to create sentences. We were really struggling. So thanks to them, yeah, that's what we're... Yeah.
The lovely couple who live at number 8 Greendale, Canterbury. Thank you very much for all you've given us. And we're sorry.
I think it's fairly safe to say that they've served you well, and it sounds like they'll go on to serve you even better in future with everything you've got coming up. Well, thanks very much for chatting to us this afternoon, gents. Enjoy the rest of the festival.
No worries. Thank you. Take care.